Good evening to everyone. I'm really thankful to Margaret, and she provided me the opportunity to give presentation because I was not supposed to present this one. So we have got a joint project, Pakistan and USA, on cotton, which is very important subject, that is leaf curl varies. And that the project caption is enhancing cotton germplasm, improving resistance to CLCV, and supporting cotton pest management practices for small farms. Next, please. Yes, sorry. Screening of what the topic of the today's presentation I'm going to give you, the screening of the USD germplasm for exploring cotton leaf curl varies resistance sources. So objectives are utilization of USDA germplasm in local breeding program, integration of cotton leaf curl varies resistant genes from cotton leaf curl resistant diploid species to tetraploid. That is the integration into specific, and the ultimate objective is to solve cotton leaf curl varies problem in Pakistan through development of cotton leaf curl varieties. And this the objective of this, another objective of this program is to help USA government to be proactive approach, be ready if this menace or is this disease comes in US. So importance of cotton leaf curl varies in Pakistan. Cotton is a major crop in Pakistan, as you know, GDP 1.6%, 51% foreign exchange earnings, and cotton leaf curl varies is a major impediment in Pakistan and in enhancing cotton production in Pakistan. There's the annual loss of about 2 to 3 million bales, and which amounts to 425 to 636 million. First cotton leaf curl varies is developed in 1996. Resurgence occurred in 2001. History, you know, this first reported in Nigeria, then in Sudan, and then in Tanzania. In Pakistan, in 1967, first it was reported. Epidemic form occurred in 1992 to 1996. And later on, number of varieties from 1996 to 2000, we developed number of varieties using CDEX and CP15-2 from India. These were the two sources which we utilized in our local breeding program, and we developed resistant varieties. But in 2002, problem again emerged. That was one place, that's a Burewala, and the strain is now called the Burewala strain. This is the different scales. So scale 1, 2, 3, and one of the students earlier mentioned leaf curl virus, and he said if there's a high attack of leaf curl virus, you can't get any yield, no yield. If there is a 40 months and high attack of high infestation of cotton leaf virus disease, you may get 1 month or less than zero. So these are different scales. This one, if you look at this one, this is very severe. So major achievements, what we have so far achieved from the USD germplasm through this project. First, so far, the USDA, they have sent us about 4,000 accessions, 3,098, and Jody Sheffer is here. She has cooperated in sending us this material accessions. And importing the germplasm from USA? Because we screened a lot of germplasm available in Pakistan, but we couldn't find any resistant source. That is why we needed help from the USA, and Judy Branch, Jody Scheffler, and Brian Scheffler, and they both are helping us. So far, 30 accessions are resistant to this disease, and 28 are photoperiod sensitive, and 2 are normal flowering. So this is the summary of what at Cotton Association Multan, where I am working, and David Staley and Jody Scheffler and Brian Scheffler and some other scientists they visited in 2011. And that is one of the important cotton association in Pakistan, where I'm leading that team. So we conducted 8 experiments. Out of the summary of the 8 experiments is that the resistance, we got 37, highly tolerant 25, and rest are tolerant. So 28 accessions, which are photopigment sensitive, these are, they flowered in November or in March, but we have tried to get bowls, but so far we have not been able to get any bowl, self bowl or cross bowl. But we are trying. These are different flowers. This is summary of the problem is the genetic material developed through this project. So these are the F1. So look at that plant eyes. These are leaf curl virus resistant material because we have got a number of material, but here I have mentioned only those which are showing no symptoms of cotton leaf curl virus. In F1, you just look at this is our local material. This were 2, and bowl weight, GOT, and everything. But we are mainly focusing on leaf curl virus resistance. So there are some other characters too, which we also want that farmers and the textile and the ginners. In F2 also, there are 2 accessions, 2 lines, which are having no symptom. F3 is also local material. And this is the maxillary 7, and USG 13 and 1858. These 2 accessions imported from USA, these are not showing any symptoms of leaf curl virus, and these are showing promising results. They are different, have been tested at different locations, and they have their persistence, because we have been testing them for about 3 years, and they have showed persistent results in terms of CSV resistance. So evaluation of interspecific material, because another side we are doing, particularly at Cotton Research in Multan, we are doing interspecific, because Arboreum is resistant and Hirsutum is susceptible. So we started this thing to integrate the genes, resistance genes, CLCV, from Arboreum to Hirsutum. So we have been able to, just 3 lines are very good, and look at the bowl weight is 4.8. Because you know, the Arboreum has a very small bowl weight. Whereas, just integration, if you improve and get up 4.8, 3.8 bowl weight, it's a pretty good one. So next is the screening of endocrest germ. This germ plasma sent last year, Judy Scheffler, she sent it, and we tested it first at our main research center, Faisalabad, and from there, the promising ones were sent to me, and I have got the expertise. I have got a lot of scientists working with me. So out of those, no one showed resistance, but I will show some of them. They were showing very good results in terms of heat tolerance, bearing. Next, I will show the picture. This is, just look at the picture. So because farmers are concerned, okay, CLCV is a basic issue. But if CLCB, no pore formation, no yield, the farmers are least concerned. They are concerned with the yield. And one of the other factors which is affecting our yield is the high temperature. So this material is showing promising results in terms of heat tolerance as well. So just look at this one. This is a one line susceptible one, and the max 07, this one. This one, USDA, sent from US. And this is showing, this is just look at it, not more than 1 feet, and highly susceptible, whereas this is actually short-statured, max 07, but not compare in terms of the height, but in terms of the CLCV infestation. So just look at the susceptibility, this one, and no bore formation at all. And here, a lot of balls. So, we have developed through interspecific Arboreum Hirsutum. This is bowl size, and just look at the bearing and the plant shape, because open type plants, they are much better. As Borland already said, you have to choose the variety which is suited to your climate. And our climate, we need heat tolerance, CSE tolerance, heat tolerance, and sparing type because of high pest pressure. This is another fund developed through this project. This is another approach, that is the Hirsutum arboreum. Longicalyx, we are using Longicalyx because it's also resistant. So we have this arboreum and Hirsutum, how we developed this one. This is the cytogenetics study confirming our results. We have raised up to 26 base. So this is the picture review, Iowa. There is no method, no molecule marker available for testing of CLC resistance. We have just got grafting method, petiole grafting, approach grafting. So we are using this ones. You just see after grafting, these plants are free from CLCV, and these are infected after. Just look at this one, and this one, and this one, showing the symptoms. So this is our team, USD team, wasting CRS Multan, and this is Brian Scheffler, Jody Scheffler, and he is one of Mr. Staley. So he is one of the main politician, and he graduated from USA, Fakhar Imam. So he has got a lot of knowledge on agriculture. Thank you very much.
We have 3 minutes for questions. So if you ask a question, if you'll repeat it so everyone can hear it, please.
If any questions? Yeah? Yes, we are just sending our 3 months report, quarterly reports to the USA. Okay. And we are, I just mentioned, tell you that we are 6 members team from Mr. Ashad, he's a consultant, Mr. Saeed working as Bihari, and Dr. Khalid Abdullah, and another one. So I am really thankful to the government of USA for providing us this opportunity to work together. This will enhance our relationship and scientific relationship, because the scientific community is quite different. It doesn't matter. It does not relate with the creed, caste, or color. So we are working for the betterment of the humanity. So we are above all these things, and we should think like this. Thank you very much.